not necessarily true. Like, for instance, Spike Lee movies. I've been traveling around the country talking about Spike Lee movies, and looking at Spike Lee's films, what was clear to me that was being said in those films, like people walk around saying she's got to have it and think that she's got to have it, somehow suggests that the black woman's struggle for democracy has something to do with bed hopping. You understand what I'm saying? Now, when this is raised in a kind of forum like this, and people say, well, where do you get that from? Well, why do you think that? Or when you talk about, what's the other thing, do the right thing, you know, and you question how he gets Radio Raheem from an old Robert Mitchum picture, where Robert Mitchum, what was it, Night of the Hunter, where he had love on one hand and hate on the other, and used to, you know, be singing in the darkness. And when I raised that, people say, well, how do you get that from that? You see, the question is to go beyond, to take the language as an indicator, but go beyond the language to deal with the relationships that are bad, that are backward, and so that we can investigate those relationships and dismiss those things that are negative. And that's what I'm saying. It's not enough just to be furious. You have to have some kind of steely focus and concentration in the middle of that furiousness to try to see what relationships you're reacting against. You understand what I mean? Because that is important. Just like the discussion of Archie Bunker. What do those two sides mean? That obviously is a class struggle. It's an ideological struggle. What are the two sides of that ideological struggle? Just like you're talking about this writing. What are the two sides of that? You know, what is the justifying side? What is the condemning side? Put that in a dialogue and find out what is good and what is bad. What is negative? What is positive? Cut away to one. Keep the other. That's what we should be trying to do.
I would just like to point out that feminism is a liberation movement, and repression, no matter how well-intentioned, is still repression.
Well, I think you should take up the ERA, because we've grown strangely quiet about that. Everybody's concerned about abortions, and they know when you talk about abortion, you can divide the constituency, you know, because most, for instance, most black women I know are against abortion because they think of it as genocide. Most Latino women are against abortion because they think it's genocide. So I'm saying, in terms of a liberation movement, it seems to me if you want to be a liberation movement, you should focus on the ERA, equal rights. Whereas it seems to me the middle class feminist movement has gone headlong into abortion struggle and been co-opted by the bourgeoisie. That's my own view about it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's more important than who's saying cunt.
Oh, yeah.
There are larger issues
well, that's
here.
What I'm saying.
I don't want to completely like devaluate or whatever the discussion's going on, because I think there are some key issues in terms of sexism and in terms of using language to perpetuate ideas without being critical of them. But I also want to make sure I get in the question that I was sort of jotting down while Amiri was talking, and and even though Amiri sort of spawned a lot of these ideas in my head, I want to leave this question sort of open to anyone on the panel or anyone in the audience. I've been thinking about art in terms of like on writing, in terms of like the ideal level as well as the action level. And it seems like there's these two things going on where on one level you're cognating or whatever, and you're putting out ideas to people hoping that you'll get some sort of response from them. And then on another level, you're doing your own personal work in terms of on the activist level and on the level of the local. And I guess a lot of my questioning right now is in terms of networking across boundaries, because there's like the cheesy slogan, think locally or think globally, act locally, even though that's very effective and it's a good way to sort of think. What I'm wondering is how do we as activists define agendas on a local level about global and national issues and try to push them through, because it seems like all the CIA and the FBI and the bureaucrats need to do is go sort of file a form, and they cause major change and major sort of effects, and that the majority of the information people are receiving is through mass media or corporate controlled ideology, that sort of thing. Sort of a vague question, but I guess what I'm wondering is, how do we respond on a local level to global issues in a way that's productive as well as like taking it to the streets and that sort of thing? I mean, how do people propose doing national activism?
Seemed like a lot of that was coming up in things that Amity was suggesting. And Ed Sanders' class, were you present there? There were numerous. And I think maybe there's a way to get with some people one-on-one. Certainly there are ideas in this counterpoetic statement and a lot of the activities that Peter Wilson's involved with and networks of magazines. And there's a lot of social action in this community. So maybe we could shelve that. We do have to end soon. We're running over here and Amity has a lecture in a few minutes. So do you want to make one last comment?
Yeah. I would like to ask one question, and that is it black or white, or is it lack of light? And everybody has their own version of what is obscenity. And the only thing that I could say to me that everybody would agree that is not obscene is that the sky is blue, and maybe some of us might even disagree with that. So let's consider, you know, our reactions to things and maybe think about things a little bit more thoroughly before we go and jump up and say, well, I'm a feminist, I'm a vegetarian, I'm an ism this, ism that, this is what I believe, this is my label, and let's cut out the labels and let's remember that we are all in this together.
Thank you. And I do want to say, I do feel this is a very accommodating ground. If there's, specific instances, I think you have to call people on their language. I had to, call Alan for years on his use of the word girl instead of woman, et cetera.
Somebody got to start asking me about my use of the word boy instead of man.
So I'd like to say that there are a couple of announcements here, but also tomorrow during our MFA meeting group, it seems that we will continue some of the ongoing dialogue. And so those of you involved with that and those of you who want to come and partake of it, please join us tomorrow. And we're talking about having the MFA group itself come up with a panel that they would orchestrate and present on the last class on Friday. This would be a panel also open to the whole Writing and Poetics program. So you should start thinking about that and perhaps get together as a group with Rebecca Bush, maybe after class tomorrow with Danica and some of the other second year people to figure out how to organize that and figure out what you want to address. And then you can have a voice up here as we've had. Okay, thank you very much. Announcement?
No, this is just a reminder that I-